So this morning we talked about coming to a place where I can have a stream of thanks coming from my lips to God. Good times and bad times, when things are going like I would like for them to, and when they're not. And for that to happen, I'm going to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. That's what I want to look at this afternoon for a little bit. If I could put a title to it, it would be Not Driven, But Led. How do we look at Christ? Is he someone with a whip to drive us, or is he leading us? And I've said this before. The difference came so clear to me when I tried to move some cattle from one pasture to another. And I had only a few minutes before I was supposed to be gone to somewhere. And I said, that is no problem. I open the gate on the other one, and I'll get behind them with a stick on this one, and I'll drive them into that other one. And it's like they said, he will only get one of us, because all the rest of us are going to go every different direction. And in a little bit, I realized I won't make this next appointment, because I'm not going to get them in that pasture. And then I went back to the shop, and I got a bucket of feed, and they had gone all different directions. They're out. They're not going to come through that gate. And I rattle that bucket of feed, and I start walking to the gate. And one, he lifts his head, and he starts coming. And the others, they hear it, and they're coming. And I walked them right through that gate, closed it up, and was still able to make my appointment. Jesus doesn't drive us. He wants to lead us. You know, sometimes it's how we perceive it. We can think of it as driving. There's a list of rules that I've got to do. But I want us to look again. Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd. Look at the words in this one. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Now that sounds like driving. What would you do with a cow that you want to have lay down? Take a stick and you whip it till it lays down. It won't happen. How do you make an animal? This is kind of referring to a sheep. How do you make an animal lie down in a green pasture? That's the very reason he did, because the pasture was green. And he ate until he was satisfied, and he laid down. I made him to lie down, and how I did it was I gave him the things that were necessary to take care of his needs. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. So I look at this picture of the shepherd that Jesus wants to be. And I want to compare it with another one. Over in Luke, in the 19th chapter of Luke, Jesus was telling this story. 19 and 12. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went in a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. He called his 10 servants and he delivered to them 10 pounds and said, occupy till I come. His citizens hated him, and they sent a message after him saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. You know, many people see Jesus as that way. Hated him. You know, even when we read about it in the scriptures, when he came to his own and his own received him not, the scribes and the Pharisees that had the opportunity to receive him turned him down. Says his citizens hated him, sent a message, we will not have this man reign over us. Then it comes on down, and we've read this before, where he comes back to see what they have gained in trading. The first one says, Lord, your pound has gained 10 pounds. Second one, your pound has gained 5 pounds. But I want to look at this last one here. Another came, 20th verse. Another came saying, Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I've kept laid up in a napkin. Here is his picture of the boss. I feared thee, because you're an austere man. You take up that you laid not down. You reap that you did not sow. You know, many people see Christ as that. And I think about, I'm not responsible for how other people see him, but how do I see him? How am I going to be able to live a life to where difficult times can come into my life and I still say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He will be with me right here in this time. Here's a song that we have sung before. Some say this great salvation will stop all their good times. We must not do a thing but sing and pray. Said we do just what we want to. We go wherever we please. And that is what we're doing here today. Yes. Because I've got a shepherd that is leading me. He's not driving me. Where I read the scripture that says, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, so much the more as you see the day approaching. As I read that verse, I can see here's a rule that is being forced on me. Or I can say, you know what, my shepherd is looking out for my best interest. And that is, you know what, you're going to have to get some feeding. Going to have to be fed every once in a while or you're going to starve. And so he gives us those opportunities. Here's another picture of Christ. And we look at this one sometimes to the unsaved person, but I really believe it's for me today too. It's in Revelations, the third chapter. Revelations 3 and 20. Behold, and we've seen this picture before. Have you seen a picture on somebody's wall of how they depicted Jesus anyhow? Standing at the door and knocking. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him, sup with him, and he with me. But he doesn't knock the door down. He doesn't do forced entry. But he's there available. If any man will hear my voice and open the door. And I thought about songs that people have written about who this shepherd is. And here's one of them. If you sing this with me. Gentle shepherd, come and lead us, for we need you to help us find our way. Gentle shepherd, come and feed us, for we need your strength from day to day. There's no other we can turn to who can help us face another day. Gentle shepherd, come and lead us, for we need you to help us find our way. So what words would you use to describe Christ? I thought about these. Calm. A calming effect when I come into his presence. Peaceful and gentle. And something that came to me, and you may remember it with Sister Maxine. She told us before of a time where there was something that she was doing and she felt like, you know what, I'm okay in doing this. But there was some question about it. And she told about how the Lord came to her and said it was in such a gentle tone that he said, won't you give this up for me? It wasn't with the whip, you better do it or you'll be lost. It was with a gentle, like a gentle shepherd, won't you give this up for me? And I want us to realize this is who Christ is. We see a painting of Jesus sometimes sitting holding little children on his lap. And I look at the scriptures for that because you know what? This is who Christ is. In Mark, the 10th chapter, when the disciples, you know, they have business that they're needing to do, and this is kind of a waste of time for mothers to be bringing their children to be close to Jesus. But in 10 and 13, they brought young children to him that he should touch them. His disciples rebuked those that brought them. When Jesus saw it, he was much displeased, and he said unto them, "Suffer the little children to come unto me. Forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God." And I look at this 15th verse, "Whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter in." You know, to be able to be as a little child, I'm going to have to be willing to be led. And I look at that. We sing a couple songs. One of them says, "Out on this dark world, Savior am I." I'm talking to this shepherd that I'm wanting him to lead me. "Out on this dark world, Savior am I. Be thou my helper. Oh, hear my cry. Thou art my portion. All is in thee. Oh, let thy mighty hand ever lead me." For him to be able to be a shepherd to me and lead me in this calm, gentle way, I'm going to have a heart that's yielded to him, that he can lead me peaceably. And then there's another song, "Dear Shepherd, I Hear." You know, what does that say? "If any man, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice." You know, we have so much in 2025 to distract us, to keep us from being able to hear. What did he talk about? A still, small voice. Had a lot of racket, had a lot of things was happening. I think it was with Elijah. But then there was one more thing that showed that God was there, and that was that still, small voice. I think for me to be able to recognize a shepherd today, I'm going to have to be able to understand the still, small voice that comes when he's trying to lead me. "Dear Shepherd, I hear, and I'm going to do something else. I'm going to follow your call. I know the sweet sound of thy voice. Protect and defend me, for thou art my all, and in thee I will ever rejoice." So those places that I find, he'll be a shepherd. He wants to lead me. But you know what? I'm going to have a heart that I want him to be able to lead me gently. I look over in John in the 10th chapter. It's talking about this shepherd, 10 and 2. "He that entereth in the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. He called his own sheep by name, and he leadeth them out. When he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice." You know, I want to be able to, like this song said, "Dear Shepherd, I hear, and I'll follow your call. I know the sweet sound of your voice." You know, there's a lot of voices talking today, and it's hard for me to know just which one is which. But I want to be able to recognize, here's his voice. There's other places in this 10th chapter says, these other voices, what does it say, 5th verse, "A stranger will they not follow. They'll flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers." I want to be able to be led by Christ. Because when I have this relationship with him, I'm not having to force this issue of always thanking him for the things that came to me, because he's leading my life, and I'm glad for that. There is another song. It says, "In shady green pastures, so rich and so sweet, God leads his dear children alone." Now that sounds like if you will get saved, you will never have trouble in your life. It's going to be just like living by a river. It's just going to be peaceful. "Where the water's cool flow bathes the weary one's feet, God leads his dear children alone." Then it says, "Sometimes on the mount where the sun shines so bright." But then it has other places in there. Love to be able to live in that spot. But it says also, "Sometimes in the valley and in the darkest of night, God leads his dear children alone." "Though sorrows befall us and Satan oppose, God leads his dear children alone." We've got those good times where the sun is shining and everything is peaceful. He's leading me then. But you know what? He's also leading me through these other times. Through those sorrows befall us and Satan oppose, through grace we can conquer, defeat all our foes. This is the thanksgiving that we can have when difficult times are going along, is your grace is sufficient for this time, and it will walk through it with me. Then the chorus says, some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all of them are through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long. It says he put a new song in my mouth, even praises to the Lord. No matter if we have difficult times or if we have good times. You know, it would be great if we could tell people, you get saved and you will never have trouble come into your life again. It's never promised in the Bible that it'll be that way. But it's promised throughout it that we can have a shepherd that will walk with us through that time, one that we can depend on. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I'm not going to lack anything to be able to make it from here to heaven with his help. And I'm very thankful for that. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long. It goes on down in the 10th chapter, in the 7th verse. Then said Jesus unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. And then in 9th verse, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and go in and out and find pasture. What does it say over there? He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. It's because the feeding is so well. He supplies my needs so much that I'm able to do that. If any man, he will go in and out and find pasture. There is one way for this to be able to happen. I was thinking of our song number 11. Only one narrow way. I am the way. Only one open door. I am the door. Only one shepherd kind to heal the sick and the blind. Only one reeking cross for souls that are lost. In the 11th verse, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd will give his life for his sheep. I am thankful that through this whole plan of salvation, you know, we're just 2 or 3 weeks away from remembering when he gave up what he had in heaven to come down as a little baby and to live this life and be willing to give himself for us. I am very thankful for that. And I am glad that now that, what does it say? He was tempted in all points like as we are. And to do that, he was able to see the kind of things that we have to go through, the troubles that we have to go through, and he understands them. I'm glad that he does. I am the good shepherd. I give my life for the sheep. But there's something else that I want us to think about for just a little bit. He is the shepherd. But you know what? We are all working under him. And there's some verses that I want to think about here for a little bit. Over in 1 Peter. 1 Peter, the 5th chapter. This is some instruction for those that are wanting to feed the flock. And I don't want this to just look like it's only for ministers. But I think about for all of us, you know, when we get together and we want to tell about a scripture that has encouraged us, that has inspired us, it's a chance for us to feed the flock of God. But this also is talking about ministers. I want to read these verses. Feed the flock of God, which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being ensamples to the flock. So he's given instruction here to ministers. I want you to be real careful of how you handle the flock, working with them, feed the flock of God which is among you. You know, I think about that in our Sunday school classes, even in the little children's Sunday school classes, it's a desire to feed the flock. And there's something for us to all remember. It's the fourth verse. When the chief shepherd shall appear. You know, each one of us, we have opportunities to feed others. But we got to remember, you know what? The chief shepherd is coming. I want to be able to hear him say, well done. When the chief shepherd shall appear, if we have done these things that he has talked about before that, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. And then it goes on down in the next verse, gives us some instruction. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves to the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another. This is some of the feeding of the flock of God. And for each of us, be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, but he giveth grace to the humble. I'm thankful for these places. There is also another instruction. The servant of the Lord must not strive. You know, sometimes if I'm not careful when we're dealing with others that are unsaved, we can feel like, you know what, I've got to drive this point home. I've got to come away them knowing that I had the right things to say. The servant of the Lord must not strive. But there's a point in here that is the same as the shepherd has that we need to have. But be gentle unto all men. To be able to give out the word of God, feed the flock of God, also feed those around us, and be able at the same time to be gentle. I thought of the song that we sing sometimes. Lord, with thy gentleness, I would be great. Want to be able to have the gentleness that he had. And I want us to remember that Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I want to be able to recognize there's peaceful surroundings around this shepherd of mine. He wants to lead me from here to heaven, and I'm thankful for it. I have one song that I'd like to close with. Damon, maybe if, I don't know if you can find it. He leadeth me. It says, he leadeth me, O blessed thought. Because with these, I am glad that this shepherd is not driving us. He's not behind us, chasing us. You're going to be lost. But instead, he wants to lead us. He wants to tell us, you know what? This right here is a pitfall for you. Let me lead you around this thing. He leads us instead of driving us. I want to be able to have that happening in my own life. And I'm thankful for the places where it says he's a shepherd. He also gave his life for the sheep, for me to be able to reap those benefits also. You see that? Yes, if you don't mind to lead it.
There's four verses.
Yes, if we could sing them all.
He leadeth me, O
blessed thought, O words with heavenly comfort fraught. Whate'er I do, where'er I be, still 'tis Christ and that leadeth me. Leadeth me, he leadeth me. His own hand he leadeth me. His faithful follower I will be. For by his hand he leadeth me. Sometimes it seems of deepest gloom, sometimes where Eden's flowers bloom. Water still troubles see, still 'tis his hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me by his is on, and he leadeth me. His faithful follower I will be, for by his hand he leadeth me. I would clasp my hand in thine, nor ever murmur nor repine. Content whatever lot I see, since it is God that leadeth me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me by his own hand, he leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, by his hand he leadeth me. When my task on earth is done, death's cold wave I will not flee, since God to Jordan leadeth me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me, his own hand he leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by his hand he leadeth me. So I think this goes along with what we talked about this morning. For me to be able to move from a place where there's a dry stream of thanks, it dried up because it's not going the way I had expected or wanted it to go, I'll thank the Lord when I get on the other side and I have no troubles anymore. But to be able to come, this song just about has as many negative things happening into it concerning our life as positive things. By water still or over troubled sea, in either of those places he's leading me. For us to be able to recognize it in this time, 2025, that tomorrow, whatever happens in my life, this gentle shepherd is leading my life. He's maybe taking me around some pitfall that I'm not able to recognize. Here's one more song. I'm looking at number 232. How do I see the shepherd? Jesus is my shepherd. Nothing shall I need. In the green sweet pastures he doth ever lead. And beside the waters crystal pure and still, yea, to overflowing, he my cup doth fill. And I'd like for it to always stay that way. It's all good things happening in my life. He doth always lead me in the narrow way, and my soul restoreth if I go astray. Though through death's dark valley I must shortly go, in his blessed presence I will fear no foe. That 23rd Psalm goes on down to the place, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil because I'm a strong person. I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. And he will be with us all to the end. May we be able, in the troubles out ahead, to see this shepherd leading us. Maybe we could stand and sing that. I think it's 232.